Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Did you know that only 18% of people will buy from a personality that is exactly like theirs? That's crazy. What about the other 82%? Does anybody else here, other than myself, want a piece of that 82% as well? So this was a study done by the Chali Group, and those are the numbers. They're a little bit disturbing, if you ask me. I would really like a piece of that 82%. That is far too much money to leave on the table. And not just money, but other things as well. So we've all heard the term sales is a numbers game. And it is, to a degree, but it is much more of a people game. I believe so, anyways. And so I'm going to help you here and show you how focusing on each individual person will actually get you more yeses and better results. So for those of you who are coming up against me and saying, I don't like sales, I don't like sales, I don't like selling, I don't like pressure. We're not talking about pressure. And if you think you're not selling already, we are selling all day long, all day long. You are selling to your little child who is maybe 3 or 4 years old. You're selling him on eating broccoli instead of cookies for dinner. You are selling your teenager on coming home at the curfew. You are selling your spouse on maybe travel plans that you want to have, but maybe he or she is not on board quite yet. We are selling all day long. And of course, we're selling clients and whatnot. Now, if you don't believe all of that is selling, what do you think of the idea of going in for a job interview? If that's not sales, then I don't know what is. So, wouldn't it be great if we had the secret code, like a lockbox? You just punch in a key number, and the lockbox opens. Well, how about my superpower? So this here is my superpower. We are talking about Codebreaker Global. Codebreaker Global. Yes, it's another personality assessment, and I'm sure most of you have already done several of them in your lifetime, and that's wonderful. Most of those, and I have too, I've done several of them, and most of those are based on psychology. Codebreaker has bank methodology. So bank code comes from the word bank code, methodology, and it's based in biology, in the science of biology. But we're talking about B-U-Y-ology, not the other biology. So these are my codes. This is, so the company creates these plastic little cards that we can carry around. Now, just before you start asking me, you know, what am I going to do with somebody who is far, far away in another country? We do have the electronic version of these as well that you can actually email off to someone. And let me tell you that people love doing this. If you think they don't, oh my gosh, you couldn't be any more wrong. People love talking and learning about their favorite subject. And their favorite subject is, of course, themselves. And if you think about, let's say your kids speak English, but you're talking German to them, or Chinese, or French, they're not going to understand you. Same thing with your client. So you'd be better off to learn a little about them and focus on each individual person separately. And so these cards have saved lives. They have helped to prevent people from committing suicide. People have tried, and when they have been understood, which is what these do for you, they have enjoyed life more and they've become happier. So when you're talking to a client, if you're talking to them in their language, you're going to sell more. It's just the way it is. And if you're talking to your kids in their language, you're going to get through to them better. Same thing with your spouse, same with your friends, same with your teams, same with everyone. So here is my bank code. I am action first. I am so action in pretty much everything I do when it comes to business. My next one is almost the exact same. I have the exact same amount, almost by one number. When you do the advanced, they come in numbers. And so this one is nurturing. So I'm a lot of this at home with my friends, with my boyfriend, with my dog, with my family, with anyone who's super close to me. But in business, I'm a little bit more of this, but I can obviously do this while I'm coaching. This one is third. I have a lot of these traits, but I'm not super techie. So I'm going to tell you a little bit in a bit about these. And then this one is my last code. So this is the most organized personality out of all of them. I'm one of those people that has that mess that I'm organized in, and only I understand. That would be me. But I do want to mention that these cards also come in for children. So this is what they look like. And they have pictures instead of words. So we do have it for children as well. You can also decode, and as we like to call it, crack your code. You can do that with your pets as well. And so I am going to go through these personalities because you'll find it interesting, and then look for yourself and see where you fall right in. So the action, the red, which is me, that's my first one. These are some of the values, and this is just a very sort of quick version. We can definitely go deeper into this, and there's a whole sort of coaching thing around this for you to learn more and so on and so forth. This is just a nice intro. So the values of an action are freedom, flexibility, spontaneity. Oh, heck yeah. I love flexibility. I love freedom. Freedom is, do you know that I have worked at a store that was called Freedom when I was younger and I was doing retail. And then when I moved to Europe and I had my own clothing store for 4 years, I actually called it Freedom. Like, that's how much I love that word. I cannot be bought and I cannot be controlled. That's what this color, this action, this personality is all about. So they are, of course, action. So they're the first ones to buy. For those of you selling to this is what you need to do. They see an opportunity and they jump on it. I was at a conference in Maryland. This was presented to me. 10 minutes later, I had signed up for the level five $25,000 program. I signed up in minutes, literally. So this personality gets excited and they like excitement. And when you're selling to them and you're trying to talk them into something, be excited. If you're not excited, we're not buying anything from you. That's just the way it is. We like attention. We're a little full of ourselves, I'm not going to lie. We like stimulation. We love competition. Oh my gosh, if there's a prize involved, I'm in. And we, of course, love winning, and everything to do with everything has to be fun. You know, it took me a while to realize that fun was my word. Anytime one of my friends pointed this out, anytime one of my friends is going somewhere or someone is going somewhere, I always say, okay, have fun. Have fun, have fun, have fun. That's my thing. So, yes, an image. Of course, we like designer. I do have several handbags. I do have some designer, not as much as I did when I was younger, because now I value some additional things like properties and investments of different kind. But I still have them. I still enjoy them. And this is a great personality, but I'm going to tell you the opposite of this personality. And these two, which is interesting, my boyfriend's this. So it's interesting that we tend to work together. And I like people who are opposite of me. I am not one of those people who needs to have another carbon copy of me. I like opposite of me. And wait till you hear some of this. So this is the number. This is my last code. This is what I am the least of. So they value this, they're called blueprints, and they value stability, structure, systems and planning and processes and predictability. So if you have a course or something, you're going to have to give these guys an Excel spreadsheet with the whole system. Okay, this is the agenda. This is what we're doing. They don't like surprises and they always seek security. So if there's a chance of them losing their money, they're not going to invest. It's just the way they are. They're always looking for some stable and process. Give me the process. How am I going to do this? I need to repeat this. Like if you're doing an MLM or something like that, how are you going to present this to them? So the A wants to get excited. Oh my gosh, you can win trips. You can win this. That's how I got into my current MLM. This is so much money you can make. And if you notice the difference in my tone, I'm quieter and I speak slowly because they need security. So they need to understand you better. So the rest of the values are responsibility, duty, rules. Okay, so rules. Rules for this personality are just only here to be broken. That's it. That they're meant to be broken. There is no other reason to have rules. Credentials. This is where my doctor and my reverend come in handy. Titles, exactly, and tradition. These people love tradition. That's why I have friends that do traditional Christmases, so I don't have to. I just show up. So that is these two. Now my next one, which is very similar, is this. This is my next code, and so this is the nurturing. Nurturers, oh my gosh. So I did want to mention this. If you see this person, they're probably going to fist pump you or say a quick hello, jump up in the air. This one wants a professional handshake. That's it. Professional, keep it professional, handshake for sure. This one is going to hug you. If you don't hug this one, you're going to be out of luck. This one is all about relationships, authenticity. Boy, you better not lie with this one. And you better not have your phone around. And there better not be another distraction. If you're not focusing on this personality, you're going to be out of luck. And they are all about personal growth. They're also about significance. That is very, very important to them. These are the people that will donate to your charities. These are the people that are going to make the charities. Teamwork, involvement, community. I have a friend that is such a strong nurturer. If you talk to her in 1 hour, she will mention the word community no less than 3 to 4 times. If we just go back a bit, see this, and this is the way this one does go back and forth because I don't succinctly do everything. This one will drive a Mercedes, let's say, or a Ferrari if they have the money for it. But they'll do it because it's a really cool car. This one will also drive a Mercedes, but they will do it because it's a super reliable car and it's secure and it's a good investment. This one's going to get a van, a big one, or a minibus so they can fit all their community and all of their friends in there. So, charity, ethics, harmony, morality, and contribution. Oh my gosh, so important. So, if your business is connected to a charity, You must share that with this one. That is what's going to do it for you. They need to know that you care about them. Not just the money. You cannot keep talking money to this person because they are not interested in just the money. Sure, they need money to survive, but when they have just enough money, that's enough for them. So you really need to make sure that there's a higher purpose to what you're doing. And that's how this one will probably end up going back there for now. For me, earlier, I said I am action, nurturing, knowledge, and then blueprint. So these two are opposites, and then these two are. So this one for me is my third code. So third code means that this is the code that you go into when you're stressed. So when I'm stressed, that's the only time I ask questions and research. I am not a researcher at all, like at all. I have a friend that does nothing but research everything all the time. That's what she does. And even when she researches, she still has to go and do more research. She will ask me, I'll tell her about an opportunity. And I've already jumped in, I'm done, I've already made some money, whatever. She's still researching. She'll ask me 25 questions. I'll answer all 25. And then she'll go home and do some more research. And that's okay. So, this one, first of all, let's start with the greeting. They don't really want to be touched. These are probably the bigger introverts. These and the blueprints, those are the two biggest introverts. This one is a please do not touch me, if at all possible. And quite frankly, I don't know how to do it, but you know that Spock thing? The wait, hang on, I might be able to. Yeah. You know this one? This greeting? This is perfect for them. They don't, and they're probably going to be driving a Tesla just because it is cool. It is the best, And we're going to talk about boxes. You put people in a box. This one? No. Don't even think about putting them in a box. This one, yeah, they're going to decorate the box. It's going to be all pretty with, and they're going to have all their community and friends in there. This one, this is going to make sure that the box is perfect. It's designed well. Let's see. This one is going to say, look, I'm the engineer who designed this. You can all come in here if you want. I'm not going to stay here. So I'm going to read you some of the values for this card. And these are your astronauts, your engineers, your IT people. These are the techiest people. I just want to say this. These are also the most intelligent people. And so while there's a lot of cerebral personalities here as well, because this, actions really do tend to, we can overthink the pants off of anything. This is the most intelligent. They know they have knowledge because they will beat themselves up if they don't have the perfect answer. And when you're talking to them, you had better answer accurately. If you don't have the information, you better say you don't have the information because they are very hard on you. And if they find out that you've lied or that your answer is inaccurate, they're probably not going to do any business with you. And it's going to be tough for them to even have a relationship, a personal relationship with you. So I want to go over some of the values here. So this personality loves learning because that's their biggest thing, intelligence and logic. They are the most logical people on earth. And they are great at self-mastery and they're very hard on themselves too. Technology is their thing. Research and development, absolutely 100%. Science, these are the scientists. They love that. And they love being right. And if you think you're going to tell them they're wrong, you're never going to get them to do anything. Universal truths, expertise. So they like experts. So they don't care if you have 32 years of experience, they want to know that you're the expert in that field. That's how you need to present yourself to them as the expert. Competence, accuracy, and big picture. So big picture is I'm a very big picture person. So this is where this gets to be three and not the four. So all of us are all four personalities all the time. All the time, we're all four personalities. But we have some that we're more of and some that we're less of. And that's how that kind of works. And this is the magic code. This is the secret code. And how wonderful is that? Oh my gosh. This is it. This is the code. Once you have an understanding, I have a friend, she had a son. So everyone in the family was this. Like there was the husband, the wife, the other children, the other two children. This third child was this. And they couldn't figure out why this child didn't fit in. And this is how you can stop the whole suicide thing, is they feel so misunderstood and unheard that nobody ever listens to them because everyone's always so excited and hey, I'm this and this, and they don't understand what they don't want to go out, And also a friend of mine was talking to someone, and this someone was saying, look, I tried to get everyone out for dinner, and so and so didn't make it. For dinner, she said she couldn't make it, and she goes, well, she's not going to come. She doesn't like crowds. This is her personality. She doesn't like crowds. She's a huge introvert, so she's not going to show up. Get all these people out there. And I'm just going to say this: in terms of buying this person, you will literally almost never close this person. If you close this person, pat yourself on the back. This person has to close themselves. They are spectacular at learning. And when they've decided that they've learned enough and they've decided that this particular thing that they're looking at or course or whatever it is they're buying, this is a no-brainer. When you hear them say this is a no-brainer, that's them. So, how wonderful are these beautiful cards? And like I said, we have the digital version and you can use it with your whole family. It will help you to be a class A hardcore communicator. And when you're a really great communicator, it makes you confident. And when you show up anywhere and you're now trying to talk either your friends or your spouse or your kids or your clients or your colleagues or your employees into anything, you're going to have much more success because it's going to raise your vibration. It's also going to raise the vibration in the actual room. In terms of work, it's also going to lower attrition in companies. It's going to raise their sales, their KPIs. It's going to make people feel much more important, and it's going to make them feel like they matter. And there's actually a charity that this company supports, and it's called Why People Matter. And so this is all about buying and how do you talk to people and how do you focus on them? And when you start speaking their language, that's exactly how that's going to look. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And everyone's going to be happier. It's going to raise the emotional intelligence in the entire company or household. How beautiful is that? Thank you all so much for listening. Can you imagine if we had our teachers doing this when we were growing up? That would have been fantastic. So thank you. I am on all kinds of social media. I'm on LinkedIn. I am on Facebook. You can connect with me anywhere. I'm on Instagram. I have YouTube. I have a podcast called Meditation Millionaire. I run a summit every single month. It's for free on my Facebook. And if you have any questions, please connect with me. My email address is spiritualtouch11 at gmail.com. Thank you all so much. Love it.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.